In 1964, the so-called Solid South was Democratic, more out of tradition and protocol than philosophy. Both national parties took the South and Alabama for granted in national elections. The Democrats ignored us because we were automatically in the barn, and the Republicans ignored us for the same reason. Although, philosophically, Alabama white voters were more aligned with the Republican Party, and our members of Congress voted similarly to the Republicans. White Southerners were really Republicans, but had a tradition of voting Democratic, spawned by years of inherited distrust of the radical Republican Reconstruction yoke lashed on their fathers and grandfathers. Jim Martin was a quiet voice bold enough to stand up and say that the emperor had no clothes. His 62 journey was a harbinger of what was to come. In 1964, Alabama became a Republican state as far as national politics are concerned. In the 1964 election, which was a turning point, when the Deep South states of Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and South Carolina voted for Barry Goldwater and never looked back. Folks, it was the race issue that won them over. Goldwater and the Republican Party captured the race issue. Today, presidential candidates ignore us during the campaigns because it's a foregone conclusion we will vote Republican, just as presidential candidates ignored us for the first 60 years of the 20th century for the same reason. We were going to vote Democratic. In fact, from 1900 to 1964, Alabama voted for every Democratic presidential candidate except in 1948 when our electoral votes went to the third-party candidate, Dixiecrat Strom Thurmond. Since that eventful 1964 Goldwater landslide breakthrough, in the past 48 years, there have been 14 Republican wins and one Democratic victory in the heart of Dixie. So to say that 1964 was pivotal is an understatement. George Wallace had ridden the race issue to the governor's office in 1962. It reached a fever pitch in 1964. Democratic presidential candidate and President Lyndon Johnson had passed sweeping civil rights legislation which white Southerners detested. The only non-Southern senator to oppose the civil rights legislation was Republican Senator Barry Goldwater of Arizona. When the Republican Party met at the old Cow Palace in San Francisco, they nominated Goldwater as their 1964 presidential candidate. Johnson annihilated him nationwide, but Goldwater won the South in a landslide. The South had been totally Democratic down the ballot from president to coroner for more than six decades. There was no Republican Party in Alabama to speak of. There were no elected Republican office holders. There was no Republican primary. The Republicans chose their token candidates in backroom conventions. Well, that all changed in 1964. Goldwater and the Republicans became identified with segregation, and the white Southern voter fled the Democratic Party en masse. As the fall election of 1964 approached, the talk in the old country stores around Alabama was that a good many good old boys were going to vote straight Republican, even if their daddies did turn over in their graves. Alabamians not only voted for Barry Goldwater, but also pulled the straight Republican lever out of anger toward Lyndon Johnson's civil rights agenda. Alabama's 9-member congressional delegation, with more than 100 years of seniority, was wiped out by straight-ticket Republican voting. We gained a new slate of Republican congressmen, one of whom was Jim Martin. If Lister Hill had been on the ballot that day, the thrashing he would have received from Jim Martin would have been so bad they couldn't have found enough votes to steal the election. Thank you all for listening.